where we are now and where we feel we are heading for. We're very happy that so many people are with us today. It's a pity that Dr. Tan Singh is not able to join us because he's on his way and he will arrive only a little later. But you know, the international zone has been something which has been like a passion of realization for a lot of us here. The whole of Oregon in a sense, but for some of us in a very concentrated manner. Because somewhere where the world's people can represent the special unique genius of each culture, each people, and can take it forward to a new step, not just to be where we were, but to be able to move ahead as an evolving humanity. That has been a painstaking effort for 40 years, trying to discover what is the real genius of each person, how it does everything confident, and how do the dynamics of the collective help us in that forward movement. The exhibition that we will be seeing just now has been an intensive work of the last 2 years, and it represents the work of several competent groups, several other areas and units of research and study which have collaborated in this effort. And there's something that you feel very strongly about sharing with everyone at this moment. At this time, we feel we are somehow poised to reach out to an absolutely new phase of manifestation, as though what has been built up over this length of time has arrived at a kind of head, at a kind of a point from where something else has to take off completely. And there we are very strongly reminded of something that Mother has written about, that Orville in a manifest form is a process. But it is an invisible action in the world of an incredible value and dynamics. And only if countries, the governments of some groups and agencies of the government realize the value of this kind of a coming together of peoples of the world and of trying to create a future for the people joined, it will be very good for everyone concerned. Right through yesterday, Mark and Dudu and everyone were talking about the conditions in the world in which they work and they're traveling around. And somehow for us, what happens as a next step in the international zone is like a key. And the participation of the governments, of peoples we have had over these years through AVI centers and through other individual participations. But the participation of government in whatever form, however small or large, like your presence, Mr. Adobna, is a very strong symbol of an African governmental presence, apart from what we do has brought all these years. But if the international zone work is like a key, the lock in which it has to turn, that is the participation of people around the world and their governments. We talk about the problems, but how to resolve them? There has to be a connection. And in the international zone group, we discuss it very often. And what comes to us is that we have to somehow, through our inner attitudes, the force of our aspiration, and through the active external support and participation of others, members of the IC or other visitors who come to us, of their help back in the areas in which they work, to see if the governments cannot take some interest in what is being attempted. Because at the level at which the world functions, we know there are no answers. Nothing is moving. The moment you try to resolve one problem, you've created 10 others. And nothing works. Having reached that point, Having also reached here the point of striving from our side, we would like to reach out as a group, literally, to those bodies in the world that hold power, that take the decisions in terms of policy, whether political or sociological or financial. Somewhere their connection with this work, not only as an idea which is important, but in practice, in actual action, that is perhaps the next stage that marks us and which we would like to share with.
Yes, I would be, I would stand up, it's easier for the communication. I would like to congratulate this group for many good things they have prepared. Only two things. I see since the last time we visited that the Asian part is coming up. Yeah. And that's new, we need Asia. And I wish really that next time we come, we could say the same about Africa, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur.
Yes, we are very happy to have Mr. Shimeli Sadugna with us, a long-term friend of Tekeste, and so in that sense a long-term friend of Orwell, also from Ethiopia. Mr. Shimeli is a former ambassador to India from Ethiopia and a long-term minister in the Ethiopian government. And he has spent here now 10 days about and come very close. I think Orwell has come close to his heart and he has come close to ours. So it's a very good match. And we are looking forward to a very good collaboration. I would like to hand over to Rakal to say a few words about the exhibition, to whom it is dedicated, because that was a special thing for us. And then after that, to Jyoti, say the thank yous.
I just would like to say that even if you find this exhibition quite interesting and rich, it is probably very tiny, it is very modest, it is a very little beginning. But what we feel, having done this, is a call to the spirit of the international zone, for this spirit to manifest. So it's maybe tiny, but I hope it has the power to bring down something for the future.
And to realize this exhibition, as Rakar said, it can be a little bit small scale, but it can have maybe great impact. This all depends on us. And for, to realize this exhibition, we received a lot of help from east, from west, from north and south. Everywhere people start to gather, and spontaneously we start to work together. Even some people without asking, just naturally, we start to form. We started to form, form the team, and I hope you will discover from the how to say the details of what we really try to express of our trial and challenge. And we prepared actually thanks list, and then with Jaya, and then the name became longer and longer. So we cannot say each person to thank you. This. We feel a little bit sorry about this, but we are very much thankful for you, all of you, for helping to exhibition, to attending to this exhibition. Thank you very much.
Before we go in, I will ask Mark to cut the ribbon, which we tied, so some people are already inside. But I first would like to tell you who don't know that where we are right now is actually the Yungi Pavilion. It should be ready by June next year. There I was playing the peace bells, or the Russian bells, and she was playing them in the Hall of Peace, which you can see is coming over, where the Om is, that is where the table will stand. And we hope that this will be ready by 2012, and this should be ready by June.